The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place Hawks take to the diamond for exciting softball action. And now, here's the voice of Hawks softball, Jason Postlewaite, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Welcome back to the Columbia Playfields as we get ready for game two here in the state tournament. Montesano and the College Place Hawks getting ready to square off after both pulled out a win in their first game. College Place 8-0. Against Deer Park. Montesano beat Coopville 17-1, and here we are. And we'll get kicked off here in just a few minutes as we had some thunder and lightning delay, possible rainstorms, and the game that we were waiting for took just a little bit longer than what we expected. And we are going to be kicking off here probably in about 10, 15 minutes, I would imagine, as they got the field prepped ready. And now the coaches are doing infield, outfield, getting warmed up out onto the field. When we come back, we'll have an interview with head coach Corey Davis, and we'll also get a chance to listen to a couple of the young ladies on that team after the win against Deer Park. You're listening to KGDC2, home of the Hawks.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
It's time to get down and dirty in the yard, that is. And L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store in Walla Walla, has everything you need to clean it up and prepare it for warm weather. Find a full line of Wilbur Ellis fertilizer, gardening tools, work gloves, and fencing. While you're there, pick up a bag of pet food at truckload pricing. Look for weekly in-store specials. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store, for spring products today. East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. It's L&G Ranch Supply.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. Hi, this is Sheila with Postal Annex. We rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us secure your mail and packages when you're not at home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla. And remember, we always have a notary on staff.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Columbia Playfields, where coaches are exchanging lineups right now out at home plate as the ladies continue to warm up on either side. The Hawks over on my right side, first baseline, and the Bulldogs, Montesano, on my left down third baseline. As we get ready to kick off, I had a chance to talk to head coach Corey Davis after the ball game, and here's what he had to say. I'm here with head coach Corey Davis
of the College Place Hawks, who are a 1-0 College Place Hawks in the state championship series so far. Talk about this ball game and kind of your mindset coming in and what you saw as the game went on.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we kind of have reshuffled the last week or two with some injuries, so we weren't sure what to expect coming in. We have a lot of freshmen. So we're just hoping, you know, come out and play a clean game. As we've said all year, you know, if we catch the ball and throw the ball, we have a shot to play well with anybody. And obviously it was a pitcher's duel from the start, and we were able to keep matching zeros, Paris match zeros for zeros with the girl who was real. She was really solid in the circle, and then we were able to break through, I believe, in the fourth for one. And it kind of looked like it was going to be one of those games that might have to hold up. Which, I mean, looking back on it, obviously it would have, but it's a lot different when it's 1-0 trying to make that hold up when you get a little bit of cushion. And then we came out in the fifth and we started hitting the ball and started to find a few holes, and we had some key at bats, you know, some. The little things, the sacrifice bunts, getting bunts down that, you know, they threw one away or bobbled one and then threw it away, and, you know, a couple of girls getting hit by pitches that helped extend innings and then allowed us to, you know, get base runners in. We got a couple of big hits, and next thing we know, we had seven, a little bit of cushion to play with, and then from there on, Paris just pretty much shut them down.
As far as your players and new positions and kind of new roles, too, because you had some injuries and you had some other kids moving around in positions, talk about that transition and kind of what they needed to do to get ready for something like this.
Well, I think a lot of it was not only were they new, but a lot of them were young, too, a lot of freshmen. So I think the biggest thing for them was just relaxing and realizing that they can play this game. And that's I've been trying to preach to them all week, you know, like, when we came 2 years ago, we didn't know if we belonged, and then we quickly found out we do, and then we could relax and play. And so that's what I've been trying to preach to them is you're here for a reason, you earned it, you belong, just relax and play. And I think they were able to do that, and I think it helped Alondra the first couple. She got a couple screaming balls at her, and she just kind of was able to react. And I think that really helped Alondra at second base. She's been in the lineup the last couple weeks for us as the DP, so I wasn't as worried at that part as I was to maybe the defense. But overall, I thought that all the young kids stepped up and played really well. I told the girls, I thought that was pretty much a whole team effort. I thought, you know, 1 through 9 and then even extending into the bench, everybody's in the game, everybody contributed.
It was really nice to see the bottom of the order kind of come through on that fifth inning, man, and that was. Montesano, they won their first game. You guys played them at 4 o'clock. What do you know about them, and kind of give me a lowdown on what you know so far?
I don't know much other than that they're tougher than nails. They're here every year. They go deep. They make deep runs every year. I believe they got third last year, won it the year before. I think they've won it 11 times total, so I mean, I guess what I know is that they're going to be tough. It's going to be tough. We're going to have to play our best game, but, you know, we get a shot. We'll see what happens. Like I told Ken from the UB, last time we were here in this situation, we were playing the defending state champions, and we lost 6-3. We gave up 3 in the 6. It was a 3-3 game going into the 6. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's the worst that can happen when you lose.
Tell you what, it was a lot of fun watching you guys. The first time I've seen you guys play, and it was really fun, and the girls really came at it in this first game and didn't look like it was over the top. So congratulations. Good luck to you guys at 4 o'clock, and we'll see you on the air.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back as the College Place Hawks got the first one on a hit by pitch, and Paris steals second. And as she slides in safe, her hand just comes off the bag and is tagged out for the first out of the contest as Natalie is now up for the Hawks. As she'll step in now in that left-handed box. The pitch outside, ball. The pitcher, Lindsay Pace, for Montesano is 2-0 right now for the count. And Natalie takes the next pitch down the middle for a strike, strike one. Montesano had a kind of a blowout in their first game as they were able to put 17 up on the board and only allow one run. So we have a 2-1 count. The bulbs are kind of burnt out on some of the balls and strikes on the board, I think. That's a ball, so three balls and one strike. Has little Jedi mind trick trying to get down to first base. And now they're all going to talk about it out here in the circle as the coach calls timeout, wants to go and talk to the official. And it looks like he's talking about the pitcher coming off the rubber as she was coming home. So she has to maintain contact with the ground all the way through. Just did not happen there. And so that'll be something to watch as we go on. Hand that back to him. As the Hawks had the first runner on, which was Paris, she got hit by the first pitch in the contest, was down at first base, stole, had it stolen, and kind of just came off the bag in the backside and was called out on the tag for the first out of the day here against Montesano. So Natalie steps in, 3-1 count now. And that fastball, little up, swung through by Natalie at 59 miles an hour. And a full count now as the catcher sets up. The wind and the pitch swung on, foul back into the backstop. Natalie, who was on fire in the first game, had two hits in the contest, a couple of RBIs. Kind of led things off, scoring the first run for the Hawks in the fourth inning. Full count, has the sign, and the wind, swung on, fouled off again. Getting to see a lot of pitches here. She's right on it. Has been all day. Wind starting to pick up a little bit, blowing out towards center field, kind of left center. As the catcher sets up on the outer half. Pitch, strike three as the ball was up and swung through it for the second out. Two down now for the College Place Hawks as Ellie Christensen will step up. Ellie, who's been battling a flu bug for the week. A little bit of a temperature today, but she's gutting it out. Came out here, and man, she had a great game in the first game. Picking up the RBI, swung through that one. For strike one. Had a couple of hits for the Hawks. Had a couple of RBIs. As the pitch comes in, swung through and missed. And the speed, trying to adjust back from first game to second game. A little bit different here. Pitcher 59-60. Able to just kind of pump those fastballs down. We'll see if she has an off-speed pitch. As that ball is up, likes the fastball, likes the little bit of the rise here. As College Place sets up, Ellie, the front of the box, the wind and the pitch, a little bit of a change, foul ball back, almost tripped the umpire up there. Ellie kept her hands back, got a piece of it. Ellie helping out her little sister on a play behind third base as it went off her glove and she was able to come down with the catch. Swung through and missed for strike three, and that will retire the sides. No runs, one hit, or I'm sorry, no runs, no hits, no errors. And they're going to say it was an illegal pitch. Not sure what happened there. They had 2-2. Okay. We're not going to say anything. And that's strike three. That was strike four. And we'll go ahead and take a break. We'll come back. We'll have the bottom of the first inning. You're listening to Hawk Radio on KGDC2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage. Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to the Columbia Playfields as Paris is warming up out there on the circle in field two as Montesano takes a look at her for the first time. The lefty who struck out nine, allowed four hits her first game with a shutout, complete game shutout. Against Deer Park. Seven innings. And the first hitter for Montesano is number seven, Granstrom, the shortstop. We've heard that there's a lot of small ball here for Montesano. They like to put it on the ground. As we'll take a look over at the coach, see if there's anything going on. Doesn't look like it. No sign given. The front of the box. Open stance for Granstrom. Down low, squatting down in that strike zone as the first pitch is up high for a ball, ball one. Granstrom again sets up at the front of the box with her open stance. Pitch comes in, strike called. 1-1. Sign given. Wind in the pitch. Swung through and missed. The right-hander looked to try to pull the ball there. Was just up and out of her reach. One ball, two strikes. As Paris again turns and fires. Strike three, swung through, one out. And adding to her strikeout total for the day is Paris Orchard, as she and Natalie working together as the battery here. And that'll bring up the left-hander, Eckerson, the left fielder. First pitch. As Eckerson kind of runs up towards the pitcher in a semi-slap, swung through and missed. Paris again with the wind. Hit up the middle, over second base to the center fielder for a base hit. She'll get it in a hurry. And with one out, the lefty, Pace, number 20, the pitcher, is up. Signs being given by the third base coach as she climbs up next to the plate right on the line. And the runner with a good lead takes her lead off and really comes off the bag hard to sell it, but a swing through and a miss by Pace puts the count at 0-1. Nat gets the sign from the dugout, now relays it as that pitch comes up on the outer half for a ball, 1-1. Each team kind of feeling each other out as the coach shouting some hitting instructions to Pace. Paris winds, delivers, fly ball to left field there. For the catch is Gabrielle, and she'll get it in a hurry to the shortstop for the second out. Two outs, runner on first. And the right-hander Jensen, who plays second, comes up front of the box. The pitch fouled off, jammed her over on the right-hand side. 0-1. A lot of quick signs over at third base, coach. Gives a couple of claps, gets going. Hitter steps in. Jensen stares down at Paris, and here's the pitch. Right on the outside corner for strike two. 0-2 is the count. Number 27 pitching it. Dealing cards. As again, she'll wind, slow wind this time, and has a lazy line drive up to the first baseman, Mendoza, who has it for the third out of the inning, and that'll retire the side. So one hit, one runner left, and we'll go to the top of the second inning. You're listening to Hawks Radio on 102.3 FM.
Before you go out and experience all the Washington outdoors has to offer, your summer starts here at McKerney Integrity Toyota. We're proud to once again support Wheels Make Wishes Come True. For every sales transaction in May, a generous donation will be made to Make-A-Wish Washington. Our Toyota selection has never been better, and the rebates and financing deals are historic. Go to McKerneyToyota.com right now and see your savings. Forge your own path this summer and let the adventure begin in your new Tacoma with $1,000 customer cash or 2.9% financing for 60 months. $1,500 customer cash on the flagship, the all-new 2019 Camry. Rows and rows of 2019 Highlanders, ready for all your summer road trips with $2,000 cash back, or $2,500 on 2019 Tundras, and $3,000 on 2019 Siennas and Avalons. Come support Wheels Make Wishes Come True, all while getting a great deal at McKerney Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla and McKerneyToyota.com. Auto proof credit, see dealer for details, expires 5/31/19.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to the Columbia Playfields as Jenna Mendoza, the first baseman, made the last out of that half inning, takes the first pitch, swung through and missed on a ball up by her chin, strike one. The girls are going to have to get dialed into that speed. It's a little bit different for them as that pitch inside. Ball one, 1-1. Mendoza, the senior, going to be going to Clark next year. Sits, looks, chases up. One ball, two strikes. And so far, that's been the pitch for Pace as she's gone upstairs with a lot of the girls so far and got them chasing. Swung through and missed. Strike three. One down. That's three straight strikeouts for Pace. As everyone comes in and celebrates on the circle here in the top of the second. Now up, Gabriela Sanchez. Number four, the left fielder, made a nice catch in the bottom half of the first. As Pace again winds and delivers, strike called. Gabby thought about it but then held off. She gets up on the plate. Waits, delivery swung through and missed for strike two. Girls are just a little bit behind and they're starting to move in the back of the box here, these last two hitters, to try to adjust to the speed. As that pitch comes in on the inner half for strike three. Straight cheese coming through. She's anywhere between 55 to 60 on her pitches. And she's taking it right down the can to him. Now up Alonda Gutierrez, who had a double her last at bat in the previous game. She swings through and misses for strike one. She took a changeup right down the left field line for a double. As she'll set up, loads, fouls it off for strike two. No balls, two strikes, two outs here for the Hawks. As Pace winds, delivers, and got her on a rise up, and that will retire the side. You're listening to Hawk Radio on KGDC2.
McDonald's Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Have you noticed an unexpected increase in your power bills? What about any debris in your hot water? Rumbling or thumping noises when you fire your water heater up? When is the last time you had your water heater inspected? Call Total Comfort Solutions to schedule your water heater inspection. And if you call during the month of May, it's only $59. Not only will it extend the life of your water heater, but it will also maximize its efficiency. Call 509-956-4764. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back as we get ready to kick off here, the bottom of the second inning. And the 5-6-7 hitters for Montesano, the Bulldogs, they'll come up. Parkin, the lefty, will put her feet up on the line as Paris delivers. Strike on the outside corner. As Paris again has it, throws, and Holly Christensen on the little slap takes it, throws over to first for the out. It was a bang bang play too over there. One down. As Stanfield now steps up, the number six hitter, the right fielder for Montesano, the right-hander, about the middle of the box, just off the plate. Paris lines, delivers, swung through and missed for strike one. The thing that I'm finding here watching this game that I find kind of interesting is Montesano has kind of almost a two-strike approach on most of their hitting. They're just trying to put the ball in play and use their speed. Pretty quick, athletic team, swung and foul back to the fence for strike two, 0-2. Paris using that to her advantage, just playing a little bit on the outside, getting them to foul it off, getting ahead, and then putting them away, letting her defense work. As she has the sign, delivers. Ball down, gets fouled away. One down here in the bottom of the second inning, no score yet between Montesano and College Place. In this second game, both teams won their first game to move into the winner's bracket. As Paris delivers, outside corner, paints the black for strike three. Two down. Now bring up Otterstetter. The first baseman, the right-hander, number seven hitter for Montesano. Paris delivers the first pitch, swung on, fouled straight back and up on the backstop for strike one. As Paris now steps up to the rubber, winds, delivers, swung on, pop up over towards second base, and Gutierrez has it, puts her away for the third out, and that is all for Montesano in the second. We'll come back, and the Hawks will try to get something here on offense. You're listening to Hawk Radio on 102.3 FM.
For 69 years now, Dale Gray's Buick GMC has been the easiest place in Walla Walla to buy a new or used car, get your vehicle repaired, or to buy parts and accessories. Why? Because for 69 years, we have made it easy. No pressure, no overselling of services you don't need, just simple, straightforward dealings in everything we do. Our sterling reputation has been earned by practicing what we preach for the last 69 years. Dale Gray's Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Oh, I loved making meatballs at Grandma's when I was a kid. Let me tell you something. She was very particular. If you made your meatballs too round, she'd slap you upside the head and say, "Egg-shaped, Thomas, egg-shaped. Marona, we know one of the meatballs to roll off of the plate onto the floor." Grandma's meatballs, best I've ever had until I tried a Fazzari's hand-rolled meatball at Cucini. Their egg shape caught my eye, just like Nonna's. And man, are they tasty, the best ever. Delicioso Cucini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Columbia Playfields. I was going to say park, but that would be wrong because that's not where we are. As Audrey, the Magnet Sanchez, is now up. Got hit by three pitches last game. All three of them she got on and then had a little, there was an error at first base by the second baseman that led to a huge amount of runs for College Place as she swung through that fastball up for strike two, 0-2, as Pace throws it in and over for strike three swinging. One down brings up Holly Christensen. So going 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, all but one out recorded has been strikeout by Pace, setting the pace for Montesano. Holly, the third baseman, number 12, sets up, gets in the back of the box, swing through and misses the first pitch for strike one. As Pace, again, delivers inside for strike two at 56. She has a nice little explosion on her fastball. Good rotation as she comes off her fingers. And that ball inside low. Looks like a little bit of a change. It kind of ran in on the right-hander. And they're going to call an illegal pitch as she came up off the ground. So one ball, two strikes. And Pace visibly upset, even though it was a ball and nothing really changed. Inside again for ball two. Two balls, two strikes on Holly. Pace has the sign, sets up, and delivers. Outside low, ball three, full count. Nice at bat here by Holly as she's worked the count full, starting out at 0-2. And now the payoff pitch right here. Swung on and missed for strike three up high on the rise. Two outs, and that'll bring up the number nine hitter, Susanna Bauman, the right fielder. Bauman. Pretty quick over there in right field, had a couple of nice catches in the first game. First pitch, hot and heavy on the inner half for strike one. And Montesano, it's pretty easy to see what they're doing here. It's a fastball in, fastball in, fastball in, changeup in. As that pitch is right across the letters for strike two on the swing.
Hey, good
job, Lindsay. You're doing great out there, baby. 0-2. As Pace again winds and delivers. Strike three called right down the can. And that'll retire the side. 1-2-3 as Pace is on a great pace for strikeouts. Here after three innings of play, our score is 0-0. And Montesano coming up to hit. You're listening to Hawk Radio on KGDC2.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back. As the number eight hitter for Montesano, Kirsker, the third baseman, comes in. She shows bunt right away. Brings it back, tries to slash, doesn't swing, takes for a strike on the outer half. 0-1. Kirsker at the very front of the box again, squares up to bunt, pulls back, ooh, tries to bunt there, does not offer, pulls it back in time for ball one. One ball, one strike here as trying to keep the third baseman guessing. This one here is going to be down, and that ball up, ball two, two balls and a strike. As she comes, when she squares, she really crouches down and changes the entire height in her stance when she brings the bat back. Tries to bunt, does. Harris has it, throws the ball to first. Oh, ball drops. That'll be an error on Gutierrez as it was there in time to get the out. And the number nine hitter, Lovell, the center fielder, up as Kirsker, who's pretty quick as we saw, is down at first base. Lovell up in the middle of the box, bunts down first baseline, gets the tag and the ball gets away, and now they're going to throw the ball over to third, and they call her out at third as the home plate umpire heads over and bangs her at third base, and Lovell will go into second base on the fielder's choice. As there was an attempt at a tag, and the ball got away from Mendoza. But one out is up on the board, and the leadoff hitter is up now for Montesano, and a late delay steal by Lovell into third base catches the Hawks unaware. Runner on third, one out, as Granstrom, the leadoff hitter, sets up. Now he's going to try to squeeze, takes the pitch for a strike on the outer half. Try to see what the count is here, if it's 1-1 or 0-2. 0-2. So 0-2 the count. One out, runner on third. They tried to squeeze there. As Granstrom stares down Paris. Pitch fouled away off to the right-hand side. Granstrom up at the front of the box. Down in a squat stance here. Takes the pitch up, high ball. Natalie comes up, faking the throw. Runner gets back to third. As the rain has now started to fall here. And Paris delivers. Outside ball. One ball, two strikes. Against Granstrom, the right-hander. Shortstop struck out her last at-bat. Paris again with the sign, and here's the pitch. Swung on, hit to center field. It'll fall in front. And the first run of the game scores for Montesano on an RBI single by Granstrom. 1-0. And the left-hander, Eckerson, is up. Coach running through signs as Granstrom will set up at first base. She has an aggressive lead when she gets off. Swung on, foul back, and out of play. As, again, the coach running through signs. Something's on here. The pitch, runner going. Nice! That was an absolute bullet from Natalie Orchard to second base, covering shortstop Christensen. Guns are out. Not even a bit of elevation on that throw. It was just about 2 inches above Paris's head for the second out of the inning. Fantastic job there by the catcher, Orchard. Paris delivers right on the inner half for strike two. One ball, two strikes. 1-0 lead here for Montesano. As Eckerson takes the pitch, fouls it away, and out of play down the third base fence. She singled her first at bat up the middle. As Eckerson digs in on this one ball, two strike count. There's the pitch. Hit hard into the gap to left center field. It'll get behind the left fielder. She'll pick it up, throw it in. The relay to the shortstop. And in for a triple is Eckerson on a pitch. That was hit out to left center. The umpire looking for a cloth to help dry off the balls as the rain starts to fall just a little bit harder here. Pace, the pitcher, now up. Flew out to left her bat in the first inning. As Montesano with a runner now in scoring position, two down. Paris wants a new ball. As Life Flight lands over here at the hospital, now is taking off and flying over the top of the field. Paris. Swung on, missed. Ball gets away from Natalie. And in the score is Eckerson on the pass ball. So 2-0 in favor of Montesano here in the third inning. As Pace swung and missed on that outside pitch, she goes down to confer with coach on what they want to do. She'll saunter on back into that left-handed batter's box. as the first base umpire comes down and has a chat with the home plate umpire. And everyone gets reset and starts off again. 2-0 our score. Montesano leading here in the bottom of the third inning as Pace gets in the back of the box, looks at that next pitch right on the outer calf on the black for strike two. No balls, two strikes. It's 0-2. Corey Davis saw him go 0-1, and then he wanted to make sure that it was 0-2. 0-2. The official scorekeeper sitting back behind lets the official know. Good job there by the coaches to make sure everything was on the up and up. As Paris has it, now delivers. Changeup hit down the line. Past Mendoza at first base. Picked up there by Bauman and in to the cutoff man on that single as she pulled it right down the line at first for a base hit. Jensen will now come up to hit the right-hander, second baseman, as Pace will have a courtesy runner in for her at first. Jensen flew out weakly to the first baseman, her last at bat. And just like college plays, each team kind of trying to get the feel for the other pitcher. Montesano coming through here in the third inning, getting a hold of the ball a couple times here with Paris. Jensen up at the front of the box, two down. The delivery going on the pitch is the courtesy runner. A good throw, but a great jump by the courtesy runner to get the stolen base. As Montesano's game is speed and pressure. And that first pitch was a ball. One ball, no strikes. As Jensen squares the bunt, does. No one covers third. And in at third base with the stolen base is the courtesy runner on that ball. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. As Paris has it, now will deliver. Ground ball right to Mendoza, who goes to her bag for the third out. And that will retire the side. 2-0 lead for Montesano going into the top of the fourth inning. You're listening to Hawk Radio on 102.3 FM.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now in its 150th year, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The Walla Walla YMCA is ready for your family this summer. They have 10 weeks worth of sports and technology camps all queued up and ready to go. The Y has day camps for children age 6 to 14, swim lessons, karate, strength training, soccer, archery, whitewater rafting, and more. Plus, three-month summer memberships are available for parents and children to help you save on program costs. To learn more, go to wwymca.org or call 525-8863.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back as Montesano sends Pace out into the The catcher for Montesano, Klinger. Got to make a mash joke on that one. Klinger, a woman this time. Always tried in the Korean conflict. Finally succeeded. As that pitch is on the outside as a ball. Ball one. tensions high here at State. As that punt down, third baseman comes up with it. Across, gets away. Paris will take second base on the air. Nice job getting the punt down. And Paris now at second base. A little slippery as she tried to get into second. We'll have to keep an eye on that and see. Hopefully the rain will stop. It'll start to soak in just a little bit more. The fields really drain well here. So even if we get a downpour, it won't take too long to get them up and running again. The thing they got to be most concerned about are the bases and home plate. As Natalie shows bunt. Shortstop sneaking over to third. Ball's up. Everyone covering third on that one. Ball one. Coach calls timeout. Now comes over to talk to Davis. They have a little discussion. As the defense for Montesano all gets together in the circle. Davis goes over the signs once more, make sure everyone's on the same page. Nat struck out her last at bat on 8 pitches. Will set up in the box. Pace with the pitch outside low. Ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. Again, Corey going over the signs at third base coach. Gets it set up. Nat steps into the box, the front of the box. A little bit of an open stance for her as that pitch is swung on and missed. Ball was up. 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-0 our score here in the top of the fourth inning. Montesano with the lead as they scored 2 in the bottom of the third inning. Using their speed to get around the bases. Low and outside. Ball 3. 3 balls and a strike. Pace. Nibbling at the corners. Bring in the fastball between 56, 58. Swung on, hit to left, and there's the left fielder, Eckerson. And throws the ball away towards second. Gets behind the runner at first. Ball coming in. Pass slides in. Safe. College Place is on the board. As the air leads to the first run for College Place of the day. So an E7 on the throw. Paris, with her speed, didn't hesitate at all. Was able to round third and head into home. Almost makes that a sacrifice fly. For Natalie, I'm sure she's going to argue to try to keep her average up. The official scorekeeper laughing at me over there. He knows. Those are the things coaches have to deal with. Ellie Christensen now sets up into the box. With one out, takes the first pitch swinging. Strike one. Ball was up around the letters. And she swung just underneath it. Strike one. Did he call that a ball at the beginning? Strike two there on the swing. I think the umpire on the first. Well, he's calling one and one. I'm not going to say anything to him. 1 ball, 2 strikes, I guess, now. That pitch on the inner half inside, just off the plate, and he has 2-2 for the count. And that'll be strike three. Two outs. As the umpire kind of, he lost count of the count twice today. That'll bring up Jenna Mendoza. As Pace delivers, fastball up high for strike one. 50 what? As Pace again winds the delivery inside. Ball one, one ball, one strike. Ball inside low, ball two. Two balls, one strike. As Mendoza digs in the back of the box. Swung, foul back to even the count up at 2-2. The girl starting to get a little bit of timing here on the pitcher Pace, number 20. Two balls, two strikes, Pace. As the sign delivers inside corner, strike three called, and that will retire the side. So one run on one hit and two errors and nobody left on as College Place and Montesano go 2-1 here into the bottom of the fourth inning. You're listening to Hawk Radio on KGDC2.
Auto Trader, CarGuru, Cars.com, TrueCar, CarMax, get it? I'm not the hype. If you want a good quality buying experience, here's where you start. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales. We help customers every day find the vehicle they're searching for. It's not rocket science. It's called customer service. That's why we do it so well. Come see us on the corner of Myra and Rose. UsedCarsWallaWalla.com. Hit the contact button. Shoot me an email. We won't disappoint. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Columbia Playfields as Parkin, the lefty, comes up. And a little slap foul on the pitch. Strike one. Parkin, the last time up, grounded out to third on a little check swing. And that's a foul ball, strike two. As there are a lot of umpires in the audience today. Next pitch, ground ball to Christensen at short, goes off her glove. And that'll be an error on the shortstop. As Parkin comes in to first base. Parkin, the DP. See what they're going to do here. Because she's the DP, they might just bring the flex in to run, but the flex is the catcher. So let's listen to this. pinch runner. Huh? That's the DP. You can't use a courtesy runner there, correct? That's my understanding. Isn't that correct? Can't use a courtesy runner for the DP, right? So that has to be a pinch runner? All right. Wanted to be sure. I don't want to let them know. Because if they do it twice, she has to go out of the game. So a pinch runner in at first for Park, and a Stanfield comes in, and going on the pitch was the pinch runner. Swing foul back as Stanfield, the right fielder, had a piece of that fastball as the next pitch up high. And getting her on the tag at first, Jenna Mendoza. Natalie Orchard slinging it across to first on the out. No balls, two strikes on the run, on the hitter. One out. And Paris will step onto the rubber and get ready to throw. And going upstairs for strike three is Paris Orchard. So two down here in the fourth. That'll bring up Otterstetter, the first baseman. She had a fly ball to second base, her last at bat. And that is a ground ball. Gets by the shortstop in the five hole and into left field for a single. And with two outs and a runner on first, Kersker comes in. She bunted her last time up. And an error at first by the second baseman covering first on the bunt. Had her get on before she was thrown out as that pitch on the outside corner for strike one. No balls, one strike. 2-1 our score here in the bottom of the fourth inning. As Paris has the sign and delivers a high ball. One ball, one strike. Again, Kersker showing bunt pre-pitch. She'll pull back and either go back to bunt or hit as that pitch outside, ball two. Two balls and a strike. Coach at third going over the sign. As Kersker again squares around, now brings it back, wants to swing, does, and it lands fair just at the cut of the grass behind third. For a base hit. Runners on first and second. Two outs here for Montesano as the number nine hitter, Lovell, up to hit the center fielder. She scored her last at bat, had a fielder's choice. As she was on at first base. She'll turn around, show bunt here. Runners on first and second. As she'll pull back, ball goes up for ball one. Montesano exceedingly aggressive on the base pass, have a big lead when they take off. As Paris delivers, swung through and missed. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-1 our score. Montesano leads. Runners on first and second as Paris delivers the 1-1 pitch. Swung and fouled back to the screen for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Paris taking her time out there. Has a sign, now steps on the rubber. Winds and delivers. Fastball swung through and missed. Strike three. Three outs, and that'll retire the side. No runs in that inning, and we'll go to the top of the fifth with the score 2-1, Montesano. You're listening to Hawk Radio on 102.3 FM.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality brand name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back as College Place will send Gabriela Sanchez, Alondra Gutierrez, and Audrey Sanchez up to hit this inning. As Corey Davis and the coach for Montesano have a discussion, let's see if we can listen in here. As we're going to have a little bit of a confrontation here over on the third base side. And we'll see what's going on here. As the coaches for Montesano get into it with the umpires here. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. We'll see if we got a ruling here on this pretty quick. 2-1 our score here in the top of the fifth inning. So eight in for four. That was Kersker, the third baseman. There's a discussion going on down at third base, coach. I'm not exactly sure what's going on here. Curious now to see what's up. Try to look here, still wondering what's going on. A lot of conversation going on. I'll have to talk to Coach Davis at the end of this and find out what the hubbub was. As Gabriela, the number five hitter for College Place, sets in, swung through and missed for strike one. Nope, they're going to call an illegal pitch here. That is ball one. And now the coach wanting to have a conversation with the first base umpire. We'll go ahead and take a 30-second break here. You're listening to Hawk Radio on 102.3 FM.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons.
We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including planned maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back as the coach and the first base coach having a serious discussion on world politics and the nature of illegal pitches on whether or not they exist or not. And now the home plate umpire wanting to come over to see what's going on here. A lot of high tension here in this playoff game. 2-1 our score. Some cheering going on by Montesano as they're having a good time out in center field. The two officials talking with the coach. Now the coach will walk off. The pitcher catcher talking to the coach as they go. A lot of testosterone for a women's softball game going on today. Really enjoying this. Not having any dog in the hunt watching this. That's right. And just for everyone back behind, I got a live mic up here just to make sure y'all know. Gabriela Sanchez with a 1-0 count. Digs in. Pace throws up, strike, one ball, one strike. She's had a great night so far. Pace, 10 strikeouts so far through four innings. Delivers, strike two. The fastball really heavy and it just explodes at the end there. College Place having a hard time getting caught up with some of that. The left fielder, Sanchez, fouls off that pitch. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning. Our score, 2-1 so far. Montesano with the lead. Pace with the delivery, fouled off. Gabby staying alive in the right-handed batter's box. As Pace again has the sign, puts her hands together, and here's the delivery. Hit towards short, has it, up with it, throws it over to first for the first out. One down. Now up for the College Place Hawks, number 10, the second baseman, freshman Alonda Gutierrez. Goody had a double down the left field line in the first game and a single, two hits on the night for the freshman. She digs in, first pitch, strike on the inside corner. Pace just slamming fastballs on the inner half against College Place all night tonight. As she delivers again inside and off the glove of the catcher for ball one. One ball, one strike. Montesano has the sign, Pace does. Delivers, strike, swinging. Fastball up. Gutierrez couldn't catch up to it. As she'll get up into the box, get ready. And Pace's delivery inside. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Count evened up, one out here in the top of the fifth inning. As Gutierrez sees the next pitch down low and inside, ball three. Full count now for the freshman. Doing a good job of holding her water on those inside pitches. Pace has the sign. Here's the delivery. Up high, ball four. That'll be a walk for the freshman. Good job of laying off the high pitch there. As she gets down to first base, looks like Coach Davis going to bring out a pinch runner for Gutierrez. Last time he did this, it was McMillan, I believe, that he brought in. Nope. Who's it going to be? Let's take a look. Number 15. For College Place coming on in. As Sanchez, who has more bruises on her than a banana, going through a rough handler at the UPS office from the three hit by pitches, sets up in the box. Buchanan in at first base to run for Gutierrez as she squares around. Strike called. Sanchez again digs in, swung through and missed. Pitch goes up high on the swing, and then the catcher will swing around to first, but not in time to get her. 0-2, one out. O-2 pitch, swung through, missed. Throw to first, not in time again. Two down. And that'll bring up Holly Christensen. Holly struck out on a high fastball, her last at bat on a full count. As Coach Davis gets everybody on the same page. As Christensen digs in. Pace starts her windup, delivers inside corner, strike one. Again, Coach Davis gets going here as Holly will get back up into the box. Pace delivers inside high for strike two on a rise. No balls, two strikes. O-2 count, two outs. The pitch up high, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Christensen battling up there, trying to get something going here for the Hawks. 2-1 our score as that pitch is in. Right on the inner half for strike three called, and that will retire the side. Going into the bottom of the fifth inning, Montesano 2, College Place 1. You're listening to Hawk Radio on KGDC 2.
It's time to get down and dirty in the yard, that is. And L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store in Walla Walla, has everything you need to clean it up and prepare it for warm weather. Find a full line of Wilbur Ellis fertilizer, gardening tools, work gloves, and fencing. While you're there, pick up a bag of pet food at truckload pricing. Look for weekly in-store specials. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store, for spring products today. East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. It's L&G Ranch Supply.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. Hi, this is Sheila with Postal Annex. We rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us secure your mail and packages when you're not at home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla. And remember, we always have a notary on staff.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back as Montesano will come up to hit here in the bottom of the fifth inning, up 2-1. They'll have the top of their lineup up. Granstrom, Eckerson, and Pace. They go right, left, left. As Paris and Pace in a pitching duel here in this second game of the state playoffs. Granstrom sets up the front of the box, the right-hander. Struck out in the first inning and got a single in her second at bat in the third inning. First pitch, ground ball towards second, picked up by Gutierrez. Throw over to first for the first out. One down. The freshman playing second base here in the playoffs because of the injury. Done a pretty good job coming in, playing her position. Made a couple of really hard plays. Eckerson, the lefty, is 2-for-2 on the night with a single and a triple. And that pitch is foul ball. As the ball bounced over and landed in foul ground by the grass, dirt-ish, according to the umpire. For strike one, Eckerson, the left fielder, she hits pretty well. Had a single up the middle and a triple to left center field. As this pitch is swung on and missed on the outer half, she tried to do almost like a running slap with that as she was moving at that speed, and Paris got her on that one. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch up high and outside, ball one. 1-2, lefty versus lefty here. Eckerson digs in. Paris delivers, fouled back up and out of play. As it's like artillery rounds going off here at the fields. All four games being played in all four fields, and any foul ball that gets over the backstop, it's every man for himself. One ball, two strikes here on Eckerson. The delivery outside, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. So two balls, two strikes as Paris and Natalie get on the same page here. She steps on the rubber, starts her wind in the delivery. Up high, ball three, full count. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. Montesano up 2-1. Nobody on here for the Bulldogs as Paris delivers full count pitch. Swung on, high fly ball to center, settling underneath it is Audrey, who comes up with the catch for two outs. Two down, Pace steps into the left-handed batter's box. Digs in about midway as Paris and Natalie get ready to deliver this pitch. Swung on, foul ball, and just out of play for strike one. Pace flew out to left her first at bat. Second at bat, hit a single down the first baseline, and then stole two bases to get down to third, where she was finally stranded over there. The 0-1 pitch by Paris, and it is swung on, ground ball to second, gets through Gutierrez and into center field, where Audrey picks it up and we'll get it in. And we'll ask the official score on a hit or error because I was blocked off. I didn't see it. Error on Gutierrez. Two outs. Runner on first. And courtesy runner in now for the pitcher. With two outs, Pace.
Courtesy runner again, same one.
Two down. Natalie, who's gunned a couple of guys out today, makes things very difficult unless you get a great jump. Jensen, the right-hander, takes the first pitch, and a little delay steal by the courtesy runner gets down to second base. Jensen, who's flown out to first, and a ground ball to first, hasn't been on yet today. The right-hander faces down Paris. One ball, no strikes. Runner on second base. Montesano up 2-1. Ground ball foul down the first base. A lot of the hits from Jensen to the right side. Fouling it off to the right side. Paris delivers, swung on, fouled back to the right. One ball, two strikes. Paris trying to get this strikeout, giving our offense another chance here in the sixth inning, down by one. Battling here against Montesano. Change up down low, ball two, two balls, two strikes. Good job of blocking the ball back there behind the dish by Natalie Orchard. Paris has it. Wines delivers. Swung on. Ground ball up the middle and through to the outfield. That'll score the runner on the single by Jensen right up the middle. And the score now is 3-1, Montesano here in the bottom of the fifth. Jensen over at first base. And the coach for Montesano into do something here. Let's see, probably a courtesy runner, or not a courtesy runner, but a pinch runner for Jensen. See what they're going to do here. We'll get the change here in just a second.
Three is re-entering for 16.
So the DP, number three, re-entering for the pinch runner. The lefty, Parkin, grounded out to the third baseman in her first at bat, and then had a ground ball to the shortstop that resulted in an error, and with her getting on to first base before she was thrown out by Natalie on a pick there. Paris delivers, high ball one. 3-1 our score here, bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0 the count. Paris with the pitch, swung on, fouled back and out of play, down the third baseline by the left-hander. One ball, one strike. Parkin. Hands out in front of her. Stares down at Paris. The delivery. That's a strike on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. As Paris again sets up on this two-strike pitch. Delivers, ground ball again up the middle. Christensen knocks it down but can't stop it as she was able to range behind second. It stopped it from getting into the outfield, but not enough to be able to make a play on it anywhere else. So a single there by Parkin, the left-hander. And Parkin will exit for the pinch runner, 16. Paris gets ready here. Madison Campbell is number 16 in the program. I don't know how she can re-enter. She wasn't starting. I'll have to ask about that one. As Stanfield will step in, the right-hander takes the first pitch and tries to hit it downtown and misses for strike one. Stanfield has two strikeouts on the day. The first one looking, the second one swinging. As Paris stares down her sister, swing and a miss. Stanfield chasing a ball up. Just a little bit behind Paris on the rise ball. Stanfield again digging in. Loads, and here's the delivery. Outside, ball one. One ball, two strikes on Stanfield. Number 10, the right fielder. As Paris again has a sign and delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that will retire the side, but not before one run crosses. 3-1 our score here in the second game of the series, and we'll go to the top of the sixth with College Place trailing 3-1. You're listening to Hawk Radio on KGDC2.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
If you can count on one hand how many times your vehicle has let you down, that's way too many. But every time, you can count on Walla Walla Transmission. You've got a busy life, and you have to have a reliable vehicle. To make sure your auto keeps running right, have Walla Walla Transmission perform all your preventive maintenance, service, and repair. Complete transmission fluid, flush, and filter change starting at just $165 plus tax. When your vehicle needs the best service and repair, Walla Walla Transmission is there. 525-8710. And on Facebook or W2Trans.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back as Montesano sets up on defense, getting ready to face the 9-1-2 hitters for College Place. Pace delivers, swung through and missed for strike one as Susanna not able to catch up with that fastball. Next pitch hit towards short. She has it. Throw across. Has her out at first base. 6-3 if you're scoring at home. That'll bring up the leadoff hitter, Paris Orchard. Paris on with a single and was hit by a pitch in her first at bat. As Pace again gets set up, Paris taking her time. Now we'll get into the box. Pace winds and delivers, swung through and missed, just missed that ball as it was straight back. Oh and one. Paris, the starting pitcher for College Place, with an open stance in the back of the box, sets up, and the delivery is a changeup. Missing on the outside. It's one of the few changes we've seen her throw. Just about a handful of them tonight. One ball, one strike for Paris. As Pace delivers. High fastball, ball two. Two balls and a strike. Paris moves up to the front of the box here. Swung through, fouled back and up and out of play for strike two. 56 mile an hour fastball. Pace walking around the rubber. Now we'll get up on it. Has the sign, the windup, the delivery up high, ball three, full count. Good job laying off the high pitch there. Klinger calls the pitch, Pace delivers, foul back. Good at bat here by Paris. Got a piece of that outside pitch right on the black. Paris again sets up at the front of the box. The delivery swung and fouled back to the cage. This will be the eighth pitch in the at bat here for Paris. As Pace sets up and winds. Here's the delivery. Foul ball tipped into the glove for the strikeout. Two outs, and Natalie will come up to hit. Thirteen strikeouts on the night so far for Pace. As Natalie steps up with two outs. The pitch swung on, fouled up high towards third. She'll come down with it for the third out. We'll go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Hawk Radio on KGDC2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger?
Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, as kind of discussing some rules here as we get going. Some substitutions taking place that wasn't sure if that was the way it was supposed to be or not. As Paris delivers, and they'll have the bottom of the order up. Montesano, they'll have Otterstetter, Kursker, and Lovell hitting for Montesano. 3-1 our score here. As we head into the bottom of the sixth inning, College Place down to 3 outs. If they lose this contest, they'll play at 6 o'clock. Paris delivers up high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. You start getting into a thing where you get a lot of pitches in one game and one day, and the quality of pitching starts to go down just because the players get tired. More than, you know, two games, like in a doubleheader, you got to be pretty well conditioned to be able to do two. Three, you start getting more and more and more, and it just takes some time. One ball, one strike now on Otterstetter. As the pitch comes in, changeup hit right up the middle. Nice job by Otterstetter to keep her hands back on that changeup. Hit the ball right up the middle on that one. And that'll bring up Kursker. Actually, no, they have a substitute here, as Kursker was out at third base for number 8. And it looks like they're going to do another change here. Let's see. Yep, they're going to bring Kursker back to hit. As Lischerness will be out. And Otterstetter, who is 2-for-3 tonight, will be over at first base still. Kursker is 1-for-2. And they're checking everything out on the book. And let's see, just taking some time here. Kursker, the starting third baseman, likes to sit down and look like she's bunting, will pull back or put it down. So far, every bunt that I've seen put down has been down first baseline. As this bunt tried to drag it just a little bit, and he called that a ball. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Kursker again trying to drag, did this time down third. Foul ball, she didn't touch it. Coach picked it up. One ball, one strike. Kursker on that drags. First bunt I've really seen down third base. Most of them have gone down first. Here's another bunt attempt, as that throw is down at second. Dead bang on the corner. Natalie gets another one for one out, one ball, two strikes. Nat controlling the running game for the most part. Very difficult to run against her. As Kursker digs in on a 1-2 count, showing bunt. Now brings it back, tries to hold back, and does. Two balls, two strikes on a high fastball. Two and two count, one out, nobody on now, as Natalie erased the runner at first base. The pitch, up high, ball three, full count. Kursker, good discipline, laying off the high pitch. Full count as she's up on the plate, showing bunt here on this full count. Brings it back, hits her on the inner half. Runner on first as Kursker goes down to first. It'll bring up number 12, Lovell. And it looks like there's going to be a substitution possibly. And now they're bringing in number 8, who was in for number 4 previously, to come in again. And I'm not, maybe I'm missing something. But I've coached all year long, and I've never been able to do that. Because a substitute should only be able to come in one time after they burn. What was that? Oh, maybe I'm wrong. I might be out of my mind. It's not the first time, and my wife would be right about it. As the number 9 hitter lays down the bunt, goes over to first, and they get the out there on the bunt. As the sacrifice will move the runner over to second. I got to find an official and ask him that question after this game. As Granstrom, the leadoff hitter, is up now, struck out, singled, and grounded out to second. Pop up behind second and caught by the second baseman, Gutierrez, to end the inning. And that will retire the side. We'll go to the top of the 7th. 3 outs for College Place. You're listening to Hawk Radio on 102.3 FM.
McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you.
Have you noticed an unexpected increase in your power bills? What about any debris in your hot water? Rumbling or thumping noises when you fire your water heater up? When is the last time you had your water heater inspected? Call Total Comfort Solutions to schedule your water heater inspection. And if you call during the month of May, it's only $59. Not only will it extend the life of your water heater, but it will also maximize its efficiency. Call 509-956-4764. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back. As we get ready here to see what happens on these last three outs for College Place, we'll send up the third, fourth, and fifth hitters for CP. As that first pitch fouled back for strike one. The 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. High fastball again. As Christensen takes that inside fastball for strike three. Called. 14 strikeouts for Pace tonight. And she's done it mostly with the fastball on the inner half and up high on College Place. Jenna Mendoza, the first baseman, digs in here, the number four hitter. High fastball, ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball in her half, strike one. One ball, one strike on Mendoza. Pace has the pitch. Swung on, fouled towards the CP dugout for strike two. One ball, two strikes. 3-1 our score. One out here in the top of the seventh inning. CP trailing Montesano. The pitch inside, ball two. Evened up, 2-2. As Jenna works on her swing outside the box, now digs in the back. Pace with the delivery, up high, ball three, full count. Taking it all the way to the end here, full count for Jenna, as Pace will look in for the sign. We'll see what she's going to bring with the payoff pitch. The wind and the delivery, low, ball four. A walk. Jenna will head down to first base. And Gabriella will step up to the plate as the tying run. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Sanchez swung on, pop up high to the second baseman and off the bag at first, and being thrown out is Mendoza as she tried to get a little bit of a lead. And that will end the game. We'll be right back after this 5-minute break until we find out where we're going to be. You're listening to Hawk Radio on 102.3 FM.
I would like to thank all our wonderful Walla Walla customers. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves Buick GMC. This year marks our 69th year in business. Since 1950, when we opened, our philosophy has not changed. Treat every customer with dignity and respect. Don't force them to buy something they don't want or need. If you do that, they will come back and back, over and over. For 69 years, that has worked well. Thank you. Dale Graves Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Oh, I loved making meatballs at Grandma's when I was a kid. Let me tell you something. She was very particular. If you made your meatballs too round, she'd slap you upside the head and say, "Egg-shaped, Thomas, egg-shaped. Marona, we know one of the meatballs to roll off of the plate onto the floor." Grandma's meatballs, best I've ever had until I tried a Fazzari's hand-rolled meatball at Cucini. Their egg shape caught my eye, just like Nonna's. And man, are they tasty, the best ever. Delicioso Cucini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The Walla Walla YMCA is ready for your family this summer. They have 10 weeks worth of sports and technology camps all queued up and ready to go. The Y has day camps for children aged 6 to 14, swim lessons, karate, strength training, soccer, archery, whitewater rafting, and more. Plus, three-month summer memberships are available for parents and children to help you save on program costs. To learn more, go to www.ymca.org or call 525-8863.
Hey, Walla Walla. Scott Jordan from Paragon Auto Sales. We have a great selection of inventory. We're always searching for that perfect one-owner, low-mile vehicle, helping people every day find the vehicle they need, whether it's a car, truck, SUV, sports car, or even a boat. We can do it all, from start to finish. We have competitive rates and work with all the local banks and credit unions in the Walla Walla area. Don't see what you're looking for? Go to usedcarswallawalla.com. Go to the Contact Us and email me a wish list. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Connor's Flooring and Design has moved into a brand new showroom and warehouse. Our new space is specially designed to offer you a relaxed shopping experience with easier access to our huge selection of quality flooring, tile, and countertop solutions for your next project. As always, you can expect the same golden rule service, expert knowledge and advice, plus top quality custom installation using only the best local licensed professional installers. Come see us at 650 Northeast Rose Street between Lambert and Damson. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.